Today, St. Thomas Sunday is all about Jesus coming through locked doors to his apostles. And one of the lessons of St. Thomas Sunday is that what we do affects us and affects others. And you can never, and you should never forget the good or the bad that you do. Because when Jesus got up from the dead and came to his apostles, he didn't say, you know that crucifixion stuff? Don't worry about it. That's okay. No, he said, look at my hands. Look at my wounds. Look at my side where the spear pierced my heart. Because Jesus did not want the apostles to forget what they did, but he wanted them to be transformed. Isn't it amazing that so many people from your past know a version of you that does not exist? Because what you do in the past does not trap you. Because this period after Easter in Greek is called the transformation period. So Jesus takes an incident of betrayal when one of his disciples sells him for 30 pieces of silver, the other 10 run away, betray him. St. Peter says, I don't even know who this guy is, even though he was my teacher for 3 years. And Jesus does not want any of this forgotten. And the gospel writers, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, write it down so that centuries later we know that the first apostles betrayed the master. They let him abandon, and he came. And by his forgiveness and salvific work, he said, the wounds that you inflicted on my body, I will transform into a vision of forgiveness, into a vision of transformation. So in your own life, never forget the bad things that you do, but thank God for the power to transform what you did, because things that you go through, things that disappoint you, and the pride within us that say, how could I have done such a thing? I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm a priest, I'm a bishop. Whatever your title is, the humble saint is never surprised by the bad things they do, because they go to the crucified and resurrected Savior and they say, I admit that I did this. Transform what I did to a place of courage, because you will never be more courageous than when you face the evil that you have chosen and believe that God has the power to transform you. So it's no wonder why St. Thomas, when Jesus appears and Jesus says, put your hands in my wounds, St. Thomas says, I don't want to be reminded about that. And Jesus says, you need to be reminded about the bad that you have done so that you can rejoice in the forgiveness that is offered to you. God never gets tired of forgiving us. We sometimes get embarrassed and tired of asking for forgiveness, because the human transformation that is affected by grace should never forget the bad things, but should rather rejoice what a great God we have that is able to forgive and is able to transform you into a wonderful person, and your wounds will be a symbol of forgiveness and of victory. Christos Voskres.